Hello, beautiful people of the internet, and welcome to a new episode of my podcast. So, it's a bit awkward to start this whole thing again because I released 3 episodes in total, and now I'm coming back like after a year. So, but this is kind of a new start, and I'm really excited because I've recently rediscovered my love for podcasts and generally this whole idea of talking with people. Because if I know one thing, that I love talking. And honestly speaking, I'm really, really excited for this new beginning because I feel like now it's the right time to do this, to start this project of mine again, this podcast basically. So the reason why I'm starting it again is because I recently graduated high school, so I have time on my hands, but that's a topic that I want to talk about in a later episode, maybe next episode, maybe, I don't know yet. So basically, what I wanted to talk about today is body positivity or loving yourself, because it's been something that was on my mind for the last couple of weeks, honestly speaking, and it still is. So the reason why, I don't know, but one thing that really angered me a few weeks or days, I don't know, everything happened so fast. If you were on the internet the last couple of weeks, you would have known that Kim Kardashian, this reality business star, whatever she is, released a new line of body makeup. And the reason why she released it, or the reason why she felt so passionate about this whole project, is because she has psoriasis. And she wanted to find a good product to cover up her psoriasis, and that's why she created one, and now she's releasing it. And everyone was dragging her for it. Like, they were dragging her through the mud and back. Like, she couldn't take a break. One person that was pretty vocal about this all was actress Jamila Jamil. I hope that's how you pronounce her. I really tried hard. So if not, then I'm really sorry. But anyways, and she was talking about the fact that, and she's been critical of the Kardashians anyway, so it's no surprise that she would have critiqued this new line of body makeup. It was something obvious, and I agree with certain critiques that she had before, like the fact that they promote detox teas and waist trainers, and that I totally agree with, because these things do not do anything for you. Detox teas are basically just laxatives that will make you, that will basically give you diarrhea, and that's how you will basically lose weight if you lose something. And waist trainers are just really horrible for you because they push up your organs and they're really not good for you. So, but that I agree on. But basically, she was talking about how she feels, basically, she was criticizing Kim Kardashian for the fact that she released this line of body makeup. And I think she wasn't the only one. There were plenty of talk show hosts that talked about it. And honestly speaking, I do not understand why. Because it really blows my mind that the minute we put on makeup on our face, it's okay to a certain extent. But if we put it on our body to cover up certain things like scars or psoriasis, like in Kim's case, and for me, if I were to put it on, it would be because of my back acne, or now it's gotten a lot better, so it's like acne scars, and I would personally use it if I had the money to. And I just don't understand why we critique women for everything that they do in order to feel good about themselves, because Jamila Jamil is extremely attractive. Like, she's really good looking. For her, it's easy to say to love yourself and accept yourself for who you are. But honestly speaking, not everyone can say that. She was like, yeah, body makeup is way too, it's so hard for her to remove her mascara, so she wouldn't even use body makeup for that reason alone. But the fact that she only wears mascara says something about her. Some people have a lot of pimples, some people have acne, some people have really red skin, and they want to cover that up. And that's totally fine, and we shouldn't be shamed for that. Look, loving yourself is also improving yourself. And if that's a way to where you feel like you're improving yourself, that's totally fine. What I do not agree with is marketing in a way that you make people feel insecure about themselves. But if I were to buy makeup, it's not because I'm so insecure about myself. It's because I want to feel good about myself. And that's one thing that we need to talk about. It's easy to talk about self-love when you're in a position where you're loved by society. And I will give you a really good example. So my sister is half the size of me. I'm not extremely overweight. I'm nowhere near obesity or anything. I'm 170 centimeters. I do not know what it is in inches. I think it's 5'7". I looked it up once, if I remember correctly. And I weigh over 70 kilos. That's, I guess it's normal, a bit too much. I don't know. But my sister is basically half the size of me. And she's just skinny in general. And she has a really good body shape. And it's not because she works out or anything. It's just because her metabolism is 3 times faster than mine. Anyways, she always drags me for the fact that I am not loving myself, for the fact that I criticize my body, for the fact that I do not feel comfortable in my body. But when I look at her, I see why she feels comfortable in her body. Because when we go shopping, everything fits her. She has the problem because she doesn't know what to pick. I have the problem that I do not know. I don't even know if I'm able to get anything when I go shopping, because she is the body that society wants, that society thinks is beautiful. And you know, whenever we go out, everyone compliments her and says, "Oh my God, you're so pretty." And I never really get those comments. And I'm not trying to be like, "Oh, pity me. I'm so sad. I have such a sad life." No, that's not what this is about. It's just to show you, it's so much easier to drag someone for not loving themselves. But, you know, in most cases, those people are the most beautiful people. Like, when you have a great face and a great body, you have it a lot easier in a lot of cases. And I think you do not realize that until you're in the position of someone who is the complete opposite of you. Like, whenever she says, "Oh, it's so easy to find pieces," I just tell her, "You know what? Have my body next time we go shopping and then find something." Because trust me, you will have a lot. You will not be able to find as many pieces as you're finding right now. Like, she doesn't understand it, but I hope one day she will kind of get it. And I will want to clarify, I do not wish anything bad for my sister. I love my sister. And it's just an example. Like, I'm really happy that people call her pretty, because to me, you know, if someone compliments my sister, it's kind of a compliment for me, because I'm like behind her, supporting her. And, you know, that's what I wanted to talk about. You know, everyone wants to drag you for not loving yourself, but sometimes you're not in a position where it's easy to, you know, when you do not have the right, when you have acne, people stare at imperfections, and you realize that. And when you are the person affected by this issue, I hope this kind of made sense, what I was trying to say. I'm trying to get back into this whole recording myself, because it's a lot harder to talk on your own than have a real conversation, because it's like I'm talking to myself and it feels really weird. And that's why I make a lot of mistakes, or I really hope you understand what I'm trying to say here. So, this time I will keep the episode real short. Like, I think it's less than 10 minutes. So I'm sorry about that one. But I will upload more frequently, I guess. So I have a lot of time right now. And I will pre-record a lot of things, and I will upload a lot of things. So please, please keep supporting this podcast, because there are a lot of new things to come. And if you're wondering why the 2 episodes will no longer be up, because I'm going to delete them and start this whole thing from scratch again, I guess. So yeah, have a nice day, and I will see you next time, really soon, hopefully this time. So bye.